Morning, James. How are you?
Good, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. Mate, I cannot wait for this meeting on Saturday. It is absolutely mouth-watering, the four Group 1s, and the Blue Army will be in major contention, especially in the Oaks with Colette, who you have been open and honest with all the RSN listeners for a number of weeks, saying that this is your Oaks filly and everything so far has gone to plan.
It's come together pretty well. The win in the Adrian Ott just had so much to like about it. She was able to take advantage of a nice draw. She wasn't too far away. She was held together coming underneath runners, leaving something in the tank for next week. But then got a little tricky at one point, but was able to use a turn of foot to get herself out of trouble and put the opposition away. So when you accept that the Adrian Knox wasn't the strongest field or that she was getting weight off some of the better credentialed runners, the horses that ran well were all running with that similar weight. James McDonald was forced to ride her a little overweight. It all just leads you to think that she's a viable contender for the main event on the biggest stage this weekend. And it's exciting to see what she might be able to produce up to the mile and a half in the Oaks itself.
It looks like that will suit her down to the ground. And you mentioned her turn of foot, which was breathtaking in the Adrian Ott, but you've taken the soft approach into her big dance over the 2,400 metres. The only question mark is, does she have the class to beat a horse like Probabil? Do you think she's a Group 1 class filly?
Well, we took the softer approach through the provincials because she is a later maturing filly. She's not very big. She's out of a Singspiel mare. We're expecting her to get better as she gets closer to maturity, and she's not yet mature, that's for sure. But you know, the best form for a mile and a half race is mile and a half form, and horses like Probabil, who are Group 1 7 furlong horses, Karaka million winners over a mile, they've got just as much worry about the distance as Colette, but perhaps even more, because our filly is from a Northern Hemisphere family. She's out of a Singspiel mare, and she just looks like she's got stayer written all over her. I think that on that basis, this mile and a half horse should be winning on the weekend.
She was brilliant in the heavy ground last start. I think the showers forecast today and tomorrow. What type of track do you think we'll have on Saturday, James?
I think the track will be a 7.
Okay. All right. Well, she won't have any issues with that. Who's the one to beat? Is it Shout the Bar? Is it Probabil? Who do you see as the one for Colette to overcome?
I would say that Shout the Bar is the horse to beat. Shut the bar and
nice.
Nudge.
All right. That's interesting for the punters out there going around Probabil at the 2,400 metres. Gee, you've got some nice horses in action outside of Colette, but you'd probably be pretty happy if you could get Elise back to form and winning the Coolmore Legacy, a race she's won in the past. How do you think she's going at the moment?
I think her form's going to read pretty well for the Legacy. She's training well. She's in really good nick. We've got her very fit for her grand final here. I think she's capable of running a big one. Would have loved to have seen it come up a good four, optimistically, for the second day of the championships for her. But that aside, just really flying, and I'd be excited to see her bottled up and ridden patiently, allow her to get back and the chance to really flash home for her ultimate final race start.
This is the end for her, and you've got Glenn Schofield on board, who won the Legacy on her a couple of years ago. So at gate 16, it's just going to be a really quiet, soft ride and left with one run. Is that it?
Nice and quiet. So we've got to be cheering earlier in the day for horses to be running on out wide, I think.
Well, Pahuta Kawa is probably in the same boat. Can she improve to be in the finish?
I think so. I think she got out into the quicksand at Rose Hill up the middle of the track last time. You just couldn't do that on the third straight Saturday at Rose Hill. you know, there's an opportunity for her to turn it around. Don't forget, whilst it was a handicap, she was starting favourite in the Cornwall Classic in her own right 2 ago. Mm. And getting back to Randwick, back onto the softer conditions at Randwick, will be right up her alley.
Interested to see Flip on Saturday. We know nothing went right in the All-Star Mile. Dropping back to 1,200 after a little freshen up. How's she going?
Going really well. She's one of two top three-year-olds in that race that are going to need to turn their form around, having been easily shaken off by the older horses last time. And I think that she has freshened up well. I think the drop back in distance is a good move for her. And it set weights over 6 furlongs. Don't forget, she nearly jumped out of the ground and claimed them in the Percy Sykes at this course last year on the second day of the championships. Love to see her win like she did first up in the Light Fingers.
It'll be great with Rachel King on board as well. What about earlier in the day? You've got Hilo and Nick Point going around. Both good chances in race two.
Yeah, I think they're both nice chances. You know, Nick Point hasn't been at his best yet at 1400, but little gear change there is interesting. And the horse Hilo, well, it was a big run wide off the track there at Rose Hill on a day that you couldn't really do that. So he's got to be in the mix.
And then in the last, you've got three nice chances: Manicure, Savitiano, and also Soothing. If we need a get out of your three, who are we landing on in the last?
I would say, hard to split them, but Savitiano's got to be in very, very good form for this race, and she's quite well suited.
You don't have a runner in the Queen Elizabeth, but I know you watch the races all around the world. It's one of the most intriguing Queen Elizabeths we've had in recent years. Who are you with?
Queen Elizabeth, let me think. Probably Danon Premium there. You have to be impressed with that horse, but there's a bit of a query about the horse on the wet going. So I'm with him, but I'm a bit guarded on his chance to handle the heavy.
Yeah, it's going to be a fascinating race. And you've got one in Melbourne at Caulfield, and Dean Lester, who he knows the best in the business, has tipped Haunted at a good price in the Ricky Thurgood Anniversary Cup. We know he's a good judge. Is he going to be right on Saturday?
Well, I think he's ready to go. I mean, he's in good form. Should run a good race.
All right, beautiful. Give us your one best of the weekend.
Oh, I like Colette in the Oaks.
All right, we like that. Good luck to you and your family. I hope the Easter Bunny comes, and more importantly, I hope you can win the Oaks on Saturday.
Cheers, Michael. Thank you.
James Cummings, the maestro, Colette. It'd be fascinating to have a chat to the Shark about Colette, and give us an SMS, 0416 90 50 52, about what you think. The young up-and-coming filly coming through the lower grades, or Probabil and Shout the Bar. Interesting. James Cummings got a big question about Probabil, especially at the 2400 metre mark.